Smokers around the country are dodging state taxes by buying cigarettes over the internet. Websites aren't required to charge sales tax to out-of-state customers, but buyers still owe the tax, and those so-called excise taxes on cigarettes can be hefty. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that some states are now sending tax bills to smokers and suing .com cigarette vendors.
It's getting a lot more expensive these days to be a smoker. Many financially strapped states around the country have hiked up taxes on cigarettes in the past few years. The state of Massachusetts last year doubled its excise tax to $1.51 per pack, pushing the price of cigarettes up to above $5 a pack and about $50 a carton.
How much is this moon pie?
50 cents.
Let me try one.
At the Fernandez Spa, a corner store in Boston, a customer is buying a moon pie, but Ray Fernandez says fewer customers are buying cigarettes.
My sales have gone on about, I'd say about 25% since I bought the store 3 years ago. And I started selling when I bought the business, it's 130 cartons a cigarette. Now I'm about down to about 70, 80 cartons a week. It's really, you know, taking a chunk out of our business on a weekly basis.
Fernandez says some of his customers just cut down on how much they smoke when the price went up, but others are driving to neighboring states such as New Hampshire that have lower taxes, or they're buying them online. These days there are hundreds of vendors out there, such as DirtCheapCig.com. There's even the boldly and erroneously named TaxFreeCigarettes.com.
Compare it. I mean, three cartons of cigarettes would be $150 here in Massachusetts. You go up to New Hampshire, running around $70, $80. On the internet, it might be $50, $60.
The reason it's so much cheaper online is that the internet companies are based in states such as Kentucky with very low excise taxes. Some on Indian reservations charge no tax at all. But if a customer brings the cigarettes into Massachusetts, they're required to pay the steep Massachusetts tax. The state brought in $451 million in cigarette excise taxes in 2003. So suspecting that they're losing a lot of revenue, state officials are cracking down.
It's clearly millions of dollars. We just don't know exactly, you know, what the actual number is.
Frederick Beebe is a deputy commissioner with the Massachusetts Department of Revenue. He and his fellow tax collectors have gotten a bit creative. Beebe says that under a long-standing federal law called the Jenkins Act, out-of-state tobacco vendors are required to report on their customers to state officials for tax purposes. But out of the several hundred internet cigarette vendors, Beebe says only a handful agreed to do that.
Because the internet companies won't step up to the plate, we've gone to the companies that do the shipping for them, you know, the guys in brown or the guys in white or the guys in blue. We've decided to go after the shipping companies for their records.
Using names and declared values on shipping records or information supplied by a few internet retailers, the state has been sending out cigarette tax bills. Beebe says it's still in the early stages, but some 3,000 bills have been mailed out. Most have already been paid, raising more than $400,000 in tax revenue.
There's no wiggle room here. You bought the cigarettes from Dirt Cheap Cigarettes. You bought cigarettes.
Some states are going after internet cigarette companies, too. John Rogers is an attorney for Kentucky-based DirtCheapCig.com, which has been sued by 5 different states, including Massachusetts.
They aren't just wanting records or bookkeeping information. They're wanting the blood of the industry, and they're wanting money. Some states have demanded anywhere from hundreds of thousands of dollars to millions of dollars.
Rogers says internet retailers are willing to be reasonable. He's sure the industry could work something out to make it easier for the states to charge taxes, but he says Dirt Cheap Cig shouldn't be held liable for customers who don't pay their state taxes.
Taxes that we had no obligation to collect, that we didn't collect, and that money that we never had, and they're wanting us to pay someone else's supposed tax liability. And that's the problem with these lawsuits. It's crippling.
A judge recently refused to dismiss the lawsuit brought by Massachusetts against DirtCheapCig.com. Legislation is being considered in Congress that would require internet companies to collect cigarette excise taxes on behalf of the states and make it a felony if they fail to do so. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.